In the depths of the Great Recession, I, for some odd reason, decided I was going to hang on to some of these quotes that I had done. And I'm really glad I did. I wish I had hung on to more. Specifically, I wish I had saved those General Motors quotes because they were outrageously low. But let's take a look. I'm going to add, in Chapter 9, you're going to do some quotes. So hopefully you've played around with the FINRA website. It's not that hard to use. It's not that great, but it works, I think. So let's go to Ford for March of 2009. This is the depths of the Great Recession. And this was when we were still using Yahoo because it worked, but it doesn't work anymore. So, oh well, used to be the best free website out there, but not anymore. So anyway, here are some Ford Motor Corporation Incorporated in Delaware quotes for bonds. And remember, when we discuss bond quotes, we have to multiply by 10. We have to move the decimal one to the right. So these bonds originally sold for $1,000. And in the depths of the Great Recession, they were selling for $580, $640, $590, $600, $602.50. And they're paying 7.7%, 9.98%, 7.4%. Now, why didn't Ford refinance these bonds? Notice they're non-callable. So I don't know whose bright idea it was to issue bonds at 7.7% until 2097, but Ford's on the hook to pay 7.7% until the end of this century and 9.98% until 2047. But because they're selling at a discount, 580 or whatever, notice the yield to maturity, the current yield. Right, because we only have to pay $580 to get $77, 7.7% of 1,000. Our yield to maturity and current yield, which we'll learn how to calculate in the next chapter, is outrageous. But what's the rub? They're rated CCC. Let's see. Okay, let me think. AAA is the highest, then AA, then A, then BBB. Anything below BBB is non-investment grade. Or shall we say, in the layman's term, junk, distressed, discount, speculative. Yeah, dangerous. In other words, you had to have a lot of courage here, folks, to buy because everybody else thought Ford was going to go under. And as I said, I wish I had saved the General Motors bonds because they were selling at $80. You get 1 year's worth of interest and the bond paid for itself. But the question was, were you going to get that interest? Because GM and Chrysler, they went through bankruptcy, and I'm not sure how much the bondholders got, but I think they got pretty much everything. But Ford didn't go through bankruptcy. They held on and made it through without going through bankruptcy, which was a very smart thing for them to do. So now let's go, let's see, 6 months later to October, 8 months later to October 2009, and we see that the bonds are no longer selling at $600, $500. Now they're $900, $760, $860. So prices are going up. The coupon yield never changes. That's fixed. That's what we call bonds, fixed investments. But look at the current yield and the yield to maturity. It's falling. Right, because the price has gone up, the interest rate has fallen. They're still rated CCC, but people are feeling still worried. I mean, I don't know if you remember back in October 2009, people were still worried that the world was going to end. So let's now jump to June of 2010. And we're going to now make this a little bit bigger. In June of 2010, now the prices, actually some of them, are a little above 1,000. The 9.98%, the 9.95%. And the rating is now up to B. Don't forget this one right now. But it's B, right? It's still junk. It's still less than investment grade. But notice, For the 9.98% bond, the yield to maturity and the current yield have fallen below. Why? Because the price is above 1,000. They're now selling at a premium. Not all of them. Some of them are still selling at $840, $850, but those are the ones that are not returning as much as these higher rated bonds. I mean, it's higher earning. They're all rated the same, higher earning bonds. So let's jump now to the next October 2010, and we find that all of them now, almost all of them, all of them are now selling for premiums. Why? Because they're paying really good interest rates. And now they're still junk, but now people are less worried about Ford going under. They're now rated BB. And because they're selling for a premium, the yield to maturity, the current yield, is less than the coupon yield. So that was October 2010. Now let's go to March of 2013 and find that they are now selling at a hefty premium, $1,400. $1,300, $1,120, $1,145, $1,230. And look at what's happened to Ford. It's now, that's not Ford. That's now triple B. They are now rated at investment grade. But it's a little late now, isn't it, to buy them? Right, exactly. Now the prices have all jumped. So there's people who bought them at $500, $600. They've more than doubled their money. Plus, they're getting an outrageous 13% or 12% on their money. But they could turn around and sell the bonds now for $1,400, $1,200. Pretty amazing, huh? Not too shabby, these people who had the gumption to jump in and buy Ford when the world looked like it was about to end. So now things are swimmingly along. Let's go to October 2014. And now we have to switch to FINRA because Yahoo has become basically useless and doesn't give us good quotes, doesn't give us any quotes. Uh-oh. Some of the bonds are still selling for a pretty darn good price. Oh, yeah. In fact, look, the 9.98% bond is selling for $1,500. Right. But now look at them that are, look, but that's what happened is Ford put out some bonds that are paying 0.632. They put out some bonds that are paying hardly anything. They're not dumb, right? Boy, do they wish they could pay back these bonds that are non-callable. And they're selling at a discount because interest rates have ticked up on them 0.62. So that was October 2017, that was. Was that October 2017? No. That was October. It should have been October 2000. Maybe I got my wires crossed. Is that October 2000? Uh-oh. I think I made a mistake here. Let's take a look at October 2017. I think I made a mistake. Yeah. Here's October 2017. No. This is October 2017. And this is when interest rates were just about ready to tick up. Here's a bond paying 4.25%. Selling at selling at $800, but all the other ones are selling at over $1,000. Here's one. No, this one's selling for less than. This one's paying less than 1%, and the price has gone down because interest rates have been ticking up. So now the end of 2017 is when we start to see interest rates jump up, and by April of 2018, now we see the price is starting to fall. Some are still, now I don't know if I trust this guy, this 9.98% at $1,500. It might be old data. Some of the data is a little, you can't really trust it sometimes. Remember, it's free, so we can't complain. But there might not have been any sales of that 2097 bond, the 2047 bond. The bond that's maturing in 2047 paying 9.98%. It's still selling, they're saying it's selling for $1,540, but there might not have been a recent sale. Whereas I trust these more. Here, selling for $110. You see, this is the last sale, and that it's yielding 3.4%. So we are getting $93.75 every year, 9.375%. But because we had to pay $110, we're only getting $1,100. So now let's take a look at the last thing here, October 2018. October 2018, and now we see the prices are no longer $1,500, $1,400. There's still a $1,300 here, but again, there's that 9.98%. Maybe that's what that's exact. Maybe that is what it's paying, what they're charging. But see, the prices, interest rates are going up, bond prices are going down. But if you have a long-term perspective, that's cool. Why? Because you're going to be able to buy new bonds at a higher interest rate. And if you're like most working grunts, and you don't buy individual bonds, you buy a mutual fund, that's great news. Because the bond mutual fund is always accepting new interest payments, redemptions of older bonds, and now they're able to reinvest at higher interest rates. But what people see in the short term is their bond value or their bond mutual fund falling in value, and they start going, they start screaming and hollering, oh, no, run for the... No, take a long-term perspective and relax. Okay, so now that was the Ford, and go back and check Ford stock in 2009 and see what happened to it. And Ford stocks actually, last year, has really taken a beating. But look at what happened in 2009. Oh, my goodness. And now we're going to, in our next presentation, we're going to take a look at the school district of Poway. Okay? Bond and interest, bond prices, interest rates, inverse relationship.